CEO of the Orlando Magic. You've got to be parched, so I'll allow you to take a couple of swigs of water. He is the CEO, Alex Martins. How you doing, boss? You doing all right?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Tough day. Why? Why make the move today, Alex?
Well, we just came to the conclusion, Scott, that 5 years was enough. And our expectations here at the Orlando Magic are high. We've had a great tradition of winning over the years. You know, we've gone through different, you know, phases and periods in our organization's history where it has not taken us 5 years to get back to the playoffs. This is the longest period of time that we've been out of the playoffs. And so we just felt like it was enough time for this administration to be able to get us to that point. And we came to the conclusion, you know, in the last couple of weeks, certainly in the last week, that it was time to make a change.
Mm-hmm. It's a conglomeration of things, right? I mean, you said that during the the news conference. It's not the 47-point loss. It's not the grease board story. It's just a conglomeration of basically losing basketball over the last 5 years.
Right. I mean, this is a results business, and it's about winning basketball games. That's what we're in this business for, and to do, and to provide, you know, our fans, you know, great entertainment to rally around, and a team to be proud of. And look, these guys worked very hard at trying to do that. But unfortunately, you know, the decisions that were made didn't lead us to that point. But it was, you know, a compilation of all of those things over 5 years. It wasn't one thing, you know, that led to this decision. It was just the conclusion that the compilation of all of those decisions didn't create the culture that we need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get back to having a winning culture. We need to get back to, you know, having a team that understands what it takes to win, that it takes, you know, a lot of hard work and effort. And I'm not saying that our guys don't work hard, because they do, but we got to take that to another level, you know, because that's what it takes to win, and that's what it takes to be competitive, and that's what it takes to, you know, compete for championships and for conference championships, et cetera. And so, you know, we just need another leader that's going to develop that culture, and we just had come to that conclusion.
Magic CEO Alex Martins kind enough to join us after he held his news conference just a few minutes ago here on this extended edition of ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Alex, I don't have to tell you that there is a segment out there of the Wild Wild West, if you will, the wolf pack out there, the Twittersphere, and I hear from them all the time say, well, Alex Martins was the guy who was pulling the strings on the draft and the Ibaka deal and the Skiles deal and the this deal and the that guy. He's really the guy who was making those moves. I know you addressed this sort of indirectly during the news conference. Can you address that for me, please, here?
Sure. That's just not the way we operate, you know, and it would be no different if it was Rich DeVos sitting in this seat, you know, and this is, you know, the management style that I've learned from him and that I've learned from his family, and that is that we hire good people, we let them do their job. We don't get involved in those decisions. We're there for input when they need it, for counsel when they need it, for our opinion when they want it and they need it. But we hold them accountable, you know, and there was not one decision that Rob asked to make that we said no to. There was not one decision that we brought to Rob that he had to make. And, you know, we can recount all of those individual stories that are misinformed that are out there, whether it's the Skiles hiring or any draft pick or trade or what have you. It's just simply not true. Rob made every decision that he wanted to make and made it on his own. And even, you know, in the Skiles situation, we've recounted this story many times. You know, he came to me early on in the process and said, you know, tell me about Scott Skiles, because you know him as well as anybody. And I said, no, I'm not going to tell you about Scott Skiles. You go conduct your search first, and if Scott Skiles is near the top of your list, then we'll have that conversation. But I don't want to influence, you know, at this point of the process in particular, you know, your decision, because this is your decision. That's what we hired you to do. That's what we hire our leaders to do. It's no different when Charlie Freeman on the business side of our business. You know, Charlie is hired to drive revenue, to improve the fan experience, And, you know, he comes to me for counsel. He asks me for my opinion, but I don't tell him what to do. And that's just the way we operate our organization.
We are speaking with Magic CEO Alex Martins here on this extended edition of ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. You just heard the news conference conducted by Alex here, and now I'm beating him up in one of the side rooms here at Amway Center. Timeline now. I know you addressed this as well, but let's get into this timeline for the new person to come in to head basketball operations or general manager, whatever you want to call it. It's a little complicated for you because, as you said, you do have your eye on certain individuals whose teams are taking part in the playoffs,
right,
correct?
Right.
How is that going to work for you here coming up?
Well, you know, as it works in our business, you know, those they are involved in the playoffs. And, you know, although we will try, more than likely their teams are going to say, you know, we want them focused on their on getting us through the playoffs. And, you know, we'll grant you permission to talk to them after they're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, believe strongly in the fact that we want to talk to some of those people, that we're going to wait through that process. So this is not something that's going to happen next week. You know, fortunately, we have an individual internally that we believe is a very fine candidate for the job himself, in Matt Lloyd. And we are going to include him in the process. We are going to interview Matt, but the fortunate thing is that he's here, he's been with us, and you know, he's responsible for all of our scouting and preparation for the draft. Ultimately, Rob made those decisions, but Matt's the one that did all the work to get prepared for it, right? And his team, I should say. It isn't solely Matt, and so he'll continue to do that work. And in concert with Frank, you know, he'll lead our basketball operation over these weeks as we go through the process. So I feel confident that we won't skip a beat in this time period. We won't, you know, have any negative implications relative to being prepared for the draft, or negative implications relative to going to pre-draft camp, or any of the other things that we do at this time of year in the off at the beginning of the off season. And then, you know, once we're able to talk to everyone that we want to talk to, you know, we'll make a thorough but expeditious decision at that point, so that we can get the individual chosen in time to have their own input, mm-hmm, as to the direction that they want us to follow as we head into the draft.
Mm-hmm. Magic CEO Alex Martins here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. The Magic dismissing general manager Rob Hennigan this morning. Frank Vogel is your head coach. He is going to continue to be your head coach. There have been some stories out right there about Frank, but Frank is going to be, you know, he's going to be your head coach going forward. But I thought it was interesting you said during the news conference that, you know, we here at the Orlando Magic, we're not big into the whole dual role head coach GM thing. And Frank Vogel did mention to you, he is not interested in that dual
right
role, correct?
Right. You know, as I said during the press conference, there are two huge jobs that need, in our opinion, and not all organizations believe this, obviously, because there's organizations that have individuals in those dual roles. But our opinion is that they need the full and undivided attention of two different people. One that is, you know, very focused on roster building and scouting and, you know, finding the right players, developing the right culture. In our desire, developing a first-class basketball operation, right? And then you have the responsibility of the head coach, who, you know, should be, you know, completely focused every single day on preparing for that next game and preparing his team and developing his players, and getting them prepared, you know, for that next game. So we don't believe in the dual role, haven't believed in the dual role. And so, you know, we do believe in Frank, for sure. A lot of people in this league believe in Frank. I don't think it's going to be very difficult to find a leader of this basketball operation that believes in Frank, because he's so highly regarded. He's one of the most successful coaches in the league, you know, over the last 7 years. This was a tough year for him, you know, and one that he wasn't accustomed to, you know, to this extent. But he's committed to this. He loves this city, he loves this organization, and he really believes that we're an organization that has all of the right elements to be successful. You know, we just need to make sure that we develop that winning culture, which he's committed to, and he's committed to working with the head of our basketball operations to do it.
Magic CEO Alex Martins here on this extended edition of ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Amway Center. The Orlando Magic dismissing general manager Rob Hennigan today. You talked in your news conference, Alex, about whoever the next person is going to be, some of the qualifications: strong leader, communicator, winning culture, evaluator of talent, working closely with the head coach. Now, typically, it's the other way around. Right. Typically, the GM is going out and hiring a head coach. And now you have the head coach in place and the organization is going out and trying to find the new general manager slash head of basketball operations. How much input does a Frank Vogel have in this coming process?
He's going to be part of the process. He's going to be talking to, we won't put him through 15, 20 candidates. But when we get to what we believe is a finalist list, whatever that number is, Frank will talk to that individual. And, we will value Frank's input as to how he believes the working relationship with that individual is going to be. And similarly, after they have the opportunity to spend some time together, ask that individual how he feels the working relationship would be with Frank. So Frank is going to be a big part of the process.
Yeah. You mentioned during the news conference the proud history of this franchise. And as you well know, I've been here throughout, and it does have a proud history. The last 5 years, kind of not so much,
yeah,
obviously.
I think the last 5 years, allows people to forget, sometimes of that great history.
Right.
And we need to remind ourselves of it. And by the way, all but, a year and a half of that history under the ownership of the DeVos family. And operating the same way today as they always have, as I said, hiring the right people, allowing them to do their job, don't micromanage, don't get involved in the decisions, the basketball decisions. That's the way we operate, and that's the way I operate. And we've been very successful in the past operating that way. The last 5 years, not so much.
What do you say to the folks who say, they're just absentee owners? They don't really care what's going on here in Orlando. They've got too many fish to fry out there.
There's a difference between absentee owner and giving your people the autonomy to make decisions. There's a huge difference there, okay? They hold us accountable. Don't get me wrong. There's conversations that are had, and there's questions that are asked. Why are we not winning? What's going wrong? What's not working? And it's regularly, okay? So they hold us accountable. They don't make the decisions on a day-to-day basis relative to the basketball operation or any part of the operation, quite frankly. But we have a reporting structure. We have a regular line of communication. They hold us accountable. And then, when it reaches a point where they believe that the decisions are not going to head in the direction of us being successful, well, then we get to the point of making a decision for change, right? And that's the way they've always operated. And I believe that's the way they will continue to operate. And they've been very successful operating in that way. And as I said, the accountability piece came into play here when they believe that, and I believe that, as we asked all the questions, we weren't heading in a positive direction.
Mm-hmm. One more question, we'll let you go. I've kept you long enough. 5 years of losing basketball, a head coach steps down last year, GM is fired this year. If there's one main message that you want to get out to Magic fans today, Alex Martins, what would that be?
The message is, we want to win. I mean, we're not in this just to play around, okay? And, obviously, we, again, hire people and allow them to make the decisions based on a game plan that they've laid out for us. You got to give that some time. You can't stick with a plan for a year or two, and especially when it comes to a general manager. But in my estimation, and, why I came to this conclusion and made the recommendation to ownership, 5 years is enough, to make improvement. And unfortunately, we regressed this year as opposed to moving forward. So, you know, what I would say to Magic fans is that, you know, this is the same organization that took you to the NBA Finals twice. This is the same organization that's got the fifth most playoff appearances in the Eastern Conference since 1993. The leadership has been different over the course of the last 5 years. And we've changed that because we want to win as much as our fans do. And by the way, Scott, I can't thank them enough. If there was ever a season where they showed their dedication, it was this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Night in and night out, to see the crowds that we had at the Amway Center, having as many sellouts as we've had in any year in recent, you know, history. And then last night, to cap it all off with the biggest crowd in Orlando Magic history, that shows what great fans we have. And I can't thank them enough. I thank them for their patience. I heard them loud and clear, you know, in addition to our observations that, you know, we needed some new leadership. And we made that decision. And I'm confident that we're not that far away. And with the right leadership moving forward, that we'll be back there in the playoffs like we're used to.
Well, Alex Martins, I know it's been a tough day, but I certainly appreciate you coming on out and answering some difficult questions. And I know there are some probably long days ahead and searching for this new person who's going to watch over basketball operations. But we certainly appreciate your time, Alex. Thanks so much, my man.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.